This is a feast of hope for those of us who reach deeply into the meaning of the Assumption and draw from the Virgin we honor today one of the lessons she teaches. You know, one of the ancient symbols of hope for artists is the anchor, that saving instrument on ships that when tossed around by the wind on a stormy sea, the sailors would throw over the anchor and it would grab the solid seafloor, promising safety to an endangered crew. It's about hope. This contrast of images between that stable floor of the sea and the tumult of wind and waves is a creative way of exploring hope that we are invited to celebrate and enjoy today. As fragile human beings, we are always being tossed about and threatened by the events of life, from politics to economics, from personal emotional turmoil to international threats of terrorism across the globe. Yet one look at what we know of Mary's life can quickly lead us to recognize the strength of her hope and what it means. While she's often cast as a woman of great humility, I've always believed that hope was her greatest virtue. What else would sustain her through the experience of her son's horrible death and lead her to remain steadfast among those he had formed and prepared for the resurrection and the coming of the Holy Spirit? Hope is the answer. Hope is a way of living in a state of expectation about the future while remaining in the present, realizing that the future and the present are really one. Like the Virgin, we are creatures of the future, already living in the reign of Christ, in the reign of God, right here today. Our whole being is directed toward what is to come. We carry the future in our hearts because of our faith, and that faith, calling us together on a weekday in mid-August, inspires that hope that's often expressed in the charity with which we live together. Three virtues that we call theological, meaning there's God in them and they reveal something of God. Faith and you got it. I call it grace, that divine life within us. People of hope are called people of faith. And those people of hope are really a bit different from optimists. To me, the optimist looks at this world only from below, with no eye at all to the future, because of worldly people, they live in this world ultimately aware that the only end is death, and there's no escaping it. It's a dust-to-dust kind of existence. And the optimist is always fighting against the inevitable pessimism that a life without God, that a life that terminates in death, always means. So the optimist comes along believing that this world can be made perfect here and now, and that they can do it. There have been a lot of people like that, a lot of optimisms, a lot of optimists believing that they can make this world perfect. We know their names in history. Karl Marx, Lenin, Hitler, Mao. You see, they were all optimists, believing that humans could make things perfect here below. Now, when you think that way, you'll do anything at all, anything extreme, to make it so. And they did. But they were men without hope. They had no thought, they had no dream, no desire for that future that crosses into the divine. In the end, optimists are kind of dangerous people who believe that science or money or psychology or power can make things well. Believers look at them and think maybe they're just a little naive. Now, this isn't to say that we ignore this world and its injustice and its inequalities. But what it does say is that people of faith know that it takes hope to make a difference, because hope brings God and the wisdom of Jesus Christ into the effort. Think about people of hope who've believed and had a vision shaped by faith and how they achieved real reform. People like Dorothy Day, Martin Luther King, John Paul II, or Thomas Merton, or maybe the Little Flower, and countless others, courageous people whose lives were marked by great pain, tragedies, and sadness. Yet, with a vision of God's reign, with courage from the Holy Spirit, they lived with purpose, with joy, and with great peace. Sounds like the Blessed Mother. The Virgin we honor by our prayer today is the Great Lady of Hope, who without a word spoken teaches us about what we can expect for our future, not just here, but in the days to come, a place at the right hand of the Father.